Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with a high of 53. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows dip down to about 26. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 45. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. At its monthly meeting, the Farm Credit Administration received a quarterly report on the economic issues affecting agriculture and an update on the financial condition and performance of the farm credit system. The U.S. economy remains resilient in the face of supply chain issues, labor constraints, and rising prices. Though growth slowed in the third quarter, the Federal Reserve continued to hold interest rates steady despite growing concern about inflation, which recently hit a 30-year high. More costly inputs and supply chain problems also affecting agriculture producers and marketers. Major cost increases have occurred in energy, transportation, chemical, and labor. Difficulty obtaining farm equipment and parts have added to the challenges facing farmers. At present, economic growth is fueling demand for farm products here and abroad. Ag exports expected to be robust. China continues to be the largest market, driven by import needs and policy. Export demand across the range of commodities will likely remain strong in 2022, but higher input costs will reduce grain farm income. Generally, livestock producer margins in 2021 have been favorable. Strong domestic and export demand, limited production gains have helped lift livestock prices. Cow-calf producers in drought areas under great stress, though. Dairy margins have been well below average, and milk price gains falling far short of the rising feed costs. For the first 9 months of 2021, the farm credit system reported strong financial results with higher earnings and capital. Robust real estate mortgage lending continued to be the primary driver of loan growth. And EPA Administrator Michael Regan announcing that President Biden will appoint Meg McAllister to become EPA's regional administrator for Region 7. She will lead the implementation of the Biden-Harris environmental agenda in Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, and 9 tribal nations. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Highway Patrol says two people were killed and two children injured in a head-on crash near Atchison. Television station KAKE reports that the crash happened around 9:30 p.m. Wednesday night on U.S. Highway 73 just west of Atchison when a southbound car crossed the center line and hit a northbound car head-on. The crash killed the driver of the northbound car, identified as 26-year-old Felicia Paxton of Atchison, as well as a passenger, 33-year-old Giovanni Franklin, also of Atchison. Two boys in that car, ages 6 and 7, were injured and taken to a hospital. The Rolling Hills Zoo in Salina welcomed a southern white rhino calf on Thursday, just weeks before the holidays. Both the calf and Evie, the calf's mother, are doing well and are bonding as the animal care staff remain monitoring the pair at a safe distance. The calf has not been named at this time, and the rhino barn is closed for public viewing. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
A funeral service and tribute ceremony for the late Kansas Republican Senator Bob Dole are scheduled to be held in Washington, D.C. today. Dole, who had announced in February he was being treated for advanced lung cancer, died on Sunday. Senator Jerry Moran had these thoughts on Dole.
It's so common in Kansas and really in Washington, D.C., and particularly evident this week. You have this respect for Bob Dole. It's such a common conversation, even by people who may not disagree or may be of a different political party. Certainly the number of people that Bob Dole knew, impacted, that knew him, that cared about him. Maybe it was a different time. I mean, it was a different time in our country, but I hope that we can replicate that kind of camaraderie and care and concern between people, and that there's a connection between those we elect and the people who make the decisions about who we elect.
There will be a public viewing in his hometown of Russell, Kansas on Saturday morning, followed by an afternoon service at the Kansas State Capitol. This is Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. An ex-campaign official for Nebraska gubernatorial hopeful Charles Herbster says he shot a video of Governor Pete Ricketts' former spokesman tossing a Herbster campaign sign into a dumpster as a dirty trick to be used against a spokesman and show that Ricketts' administration was trying to undermine their campaign. Tyler Henningsen, a former Herbster campaign worker, says he secretly recorded then-spokesman Taylor Gage in June at the Saunders County Fairgrounds in Wahoo, where Ricketts was hosting an official public gathering. A snowstorm is expected to sweep parts of northern Nebraska and Iowa and could drop up to 8 inches of snow in some places heading into the weekend. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for Friday into early Saturday for much of northern Nebraska and northern parts of Iowa. The warning includes the cities of Valentine, Ainsworth, and O'Neill in Nebraska. The service says heavy snowfall coupled with high winds is likely to produce blizzard-like conditions. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Even as active COVID cases fall by nearly half in Marshall County since the first of the month, 73 positives are still active with 7 hospitalizations. Vaccination efforts, including boosters, continue with walk-in clinics Tuesdays at the Marshall County Health Department, Wednesdays at the Washington County Health Department. Blue Rapids' annual hometown Christmas is this Saturday with a fireman's breakfast, 7 to 11, craft sale and quilt raffle at the library, 9 to 2, a Christmas bazaar in the Blue Rapids Gym, open house at the Blue Rapids Museum, 9 to 3, will include cookie decorating and clinker gardens display. A live nativity is planned at 4. Soup supper begins at 4:30 at the community center. A beard contest at 5. Santa greets youngsters 5 until 7. And the annual lighted parade is Saturday evening at 6. Entry should be in place on South Main by 5:30. Contact Bob Lindquist for entry information. $25 chamber bucks for first place, $15 for second, and $10 third place. With any motorized vehicle, including decorated golf carts, welcome. Additional details on the Blue Rapids Facebook page hosted by Blue Rapids Chamber. Santa's to be at the Greenleaf Mall Saturday at 9:30 and in Palmer at 1:30. Lynn celebrates a hometown Christmas Saturday from 2 until 5 with Santa arriving at 2:30, as well as kids' crafts and activities, refreshments, and drawings for door prizes. In Barnes, a window guessing contest begins at 3 with a drop box for Christmas lists. Santa's to arrive at 4 with drawings for hams and tree lighting to follow at 4:15 Saturday in Barnes. Wymore Church of Christ Living Nativity is Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m. with drive-by or activities inside, which begin at 5. Washington Rotary Club will host a festival of trees Saturday evening at 7 at the FNB meeting room, with silent and live auctions benefiting the Horse Soldier Monument. The Christmas in North Park tradition in Marysville continues Sunday evening, 5:30 till 7. The Axtell Ecumenical Christmas Choir will perform the cantata Sing with the Angels Sunday evening at 7:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell. Singers from the Axtell, Baileyville, Centralia, Frankfort, St. Benedict, Seneca, Salem, Summerfield, Vermilion, and Manhattan areas will participate. Refreshments follow in the church hall. The cantata Sunday evening at St. Michael's in Axtell begins at 7:30. The Pony Express Partnership for Children Festival of Trees continues through December 17th, with bids for the online fundraising event accepted and items for bid on Facebook at the Pepsi page. The Goodwitch annual toy giveaway is planned Monday 9 to 5, Tuesday 10 to 2, or until toys are gone at the Lincoln Center in Marysville, with parents and grandparents welcome to shop for donated items for those in need. There are no income or eligibility qualifications. They do request no children at the Goodwitch annual toy giveaway Monday 9 to 5, Tuesday 10 to 2 at the Lincoln Center in Marysville. The annual Light Up Marysville Christmas Lighting Competition is underway and begins this weekend. Blue Rapids' annual Christmas Lighting Contest will be judged December 18th with $25 chamber bucks for first place, $15 for second, and $10 third place. City of Washington annual Christmas Lighting Contest will offer free electricity in December for first place, $50 off second, and $25 third place winners, with judging in Washington Sunday, December 19th. Betty L. Glick, age 97, of Fort Worth, Texas, formerly Marshall County, passed away. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Chapel in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Betty Glick. Lola J. Zebakratsky, age 83, of Barnes, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the Afton Cemetery, rural Waterville. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lola Zebakratsky. Lawrence Larry D. Donahue, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial St. Patrick's Cemetery, Coal Creek, south of Centralia. Rosary Friday evening at 6 at the church. Visitation on Friday, 10 until 4 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Larry Donahue. Glenn L. Hazenkamp, age 88, of Seneca, formerly of the Baileyville area, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the Sacred Heart Cemetery at Baileyville. Flower Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Glenn Hazenkamp. George A. Hyman, age 81, of Olathe, formerly of the Baileyville area, passed away November 28th. Flower Funeral Home in charge for George Hyman.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Elsa! Nancy Grace's Gift and Bake Shop in Frankfort is a Christmas shopping destination. Who can resist the homemade pies and fudge, the specialty foods to entertain with and gift, plus the cozy fun ladies' fashions and accessories? The home decor is festive, the kitchen gadgets delightful, and there's a selection of enamelware and pottery for the best set table in the county. Elsie Grace's specializes in gifts for everyone on your list, young and old. Hurry in today. Shop the Altstadt Gallery in Frankfort for art, vintage linens, decorative tins, beer mugs, crystal, and more. Give the gift of old world charm from the Altstadt Gallery.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Increasing clouds today, high near 52 with winds breezy at times. Tonight, cloudy, areas of light rain and some snow low near 26. Then the sunshine works its way back in on Saturday, high near 45. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 30. High of 54 on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Sunday night, mainly clear, low near 31. High of 60 on Monday, lots of sunshine. Monday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 35. High of 63 on Tuesday, lots of sun. Tuesday night, a few clouds move in, low near 48. Warmer on Wednesday, lots of clouds, high of 72, breezy winds. Then a cold front comes in Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low near 35. Cooler on Thursday, lots of sunshine, high near 52 degrees. Once again today, high of 52. Tonight, areas of light rain and some snow. I'm Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature, early December 45, record high on this date 66. The average low 24 and the record low 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:36, sunset this evening at 5:05.
Winter can be a hair-raising experience, especially for dry, staticky hair. We will suggest a few remedies today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 10th, the 344th day of the year. Poet Emily Dickinson was born on this day in 1830. If you've ever pulled a sweater over your head on a dry winter day, you know what a hair-raising experience can be. Here's a recipe for a weekly conditioner that will help tame those winter frizzies. Mix a few tablespoons of olive oil with a half cup of mayonnaise and massage into your hair and scalp. Wrap your hair in a plastic grocery bag and top it off with a towel for about 30 minutes. Then wash and rinse as usual. For a quick temporary treatment of staticky hair, keep a small spray bottle handy and spritz as needed. Or swipe your head with a dryer sheet. It works on laundry static. It'll work on your hair too. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more practical advice at almanac.com.
Are you puzzled by how to relax and stay cozy this Christmas? Visit Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville for the latest puzzles for all ages. Reflections also has an incredible selection of Melissa and Duck toys and gift bundles for the whole family. Stop in to shop gifts today. Reflections is open 9:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday 1 to 5.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Coke Arena has been chosen as one of the regional sites for the basketball tournament, or TBT, in 2022. The 64-team, $1 million winner-take-all event will take place at Coke Arena on July 22nd through the 25th. In addition to the regional, Wichita will also be hosting one of TBT's quarterfinal games for the first time ever. The winner of the Omaha Regional will play the winner of the Wichita Regional on July 28th. After an unexpected run to the Sweet 16, the Kansas volleyball team's season came to a close Thursday afternoon in Pittsburgh, where Pitt swept the Jayhawks 25-19, 25-21, and 25-18. With the first official basketball game against Missouri in more than 3,500 days, KU and Missouri take the court for a 2 p.m. tip-off Saturday in the same building that it temporarily ended, Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence. The game will be on ESPN. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Horse Trailer Sales wants to be your personal dealer, and they're out to prove it, because they make it easy. Horse Trailer Sales wants to earn your business, and they're out to prove it. Right now, Horse Trailer Sales is having the biggest sale in history. New and used trailers, horse trailers, flatbeds, everyone marked down to sell. Economy trailers, car haulers, utility trailers, hitches, and more. Nobody beats Horse Trailer Sales in business for years. So this is the time to make your move to Horse Trailer Sales, the dealer who will make it easy to buy with their great bank financing plans. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Call 545-7292.
Saturday night at 6 o'clock at Charles Koch Arena, Wichita State will host Norfolk State. The Shockers are 6-2, Norfolk State 9-2. Wichita State has won its last three home games, scoring an average of 63 points while giving up 55. Once again, game time 6 o'clock on ESPN+. Sunday at 4 o'clock on the Big 12 Network / ESPN+, Green Bay Phoenix will travel to Manhattan to take on Kansas State. K-State is 5-3, Green Bay is 2-6. Andy Reid's high-powered, thrill-a-minute cast of characters that carried the Kansas City Chiefs to consecutive Super Bowls has been uncharacteristically stuck in neutral this season. The Chiefs have topped 22 points just once since mid-October, and that was in a 41-14 rout of their longtime AFC West rival in Vegas last month. Now the Raiders visit Arrowhead Stadium for the return meeting on Sunday. The Chiefs have won five straight, and Vegas has lost four of its last five. Game time noon at Arrowhead Stadium. This is Kansas Mid-America Network.
Thursday night basketball finals in girls play. Frankfort edged Northern Heights 29-27. Lynn took Red Cloud 46-31. In boys play, Frankfort dispatched Northern Heights 45-40. Red Cloud over Lynn 40-32. Marysville wrestlers open North Central Kansas League competition, dropping a 40-27 decision at Wamego. Marysville wrestlers placed third in the Riley County tournament last Saturday to open the season. Marysville goes 3-2 with wins over Perry Compton, Larned, and Emporia, losses to Andover and Clay Center. Marysville wrestlers Saturday at the Clay Center Invitational. Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville opens North Central Kansas League play hosting Clay Center. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air online, and on our mobile app. Valley Heights at Republic County. Hanover travels to Wetmore. Frankfort tips off at Wabunsee. Washington County will host Wakefield in the preseason tournament. Centralia's home to Nemahal Central. Diller O'Dell will host Sterling. Southern tips off at Deschler.
We never give it a thought, but most of us perform our jobs with our feet on the ground. Even if you fly airplanes, your feet are still on the floor of the airplane. But now imagine a career in which your feet are almost always dangling in midair, and your strength to hold on will determine your success or failure. That job is next on The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Perhaps you've heard of something called American Ninja Warrior, but if not...
Picture like a chandelier, but you have to climb that and then swing to another chandelier. It's this aerial obstacle course series. It's on NBC. It's in its 13th season. It's become a global phenomenon. It's bananas in the best way possible. You create these obstacles that nobody knows until you get there. They're always different, and they're hanging two stories in the air.
Alex Weber was a host of the show. And then the show asked him to actually compete.
And what was so cool about that is it reintroduced athletics into my life. And granted, for the first season, my job was to fail on them. And second season, though, they said, you know, what if you became good at this?
Today, Alex is constantly training for the sport. He says there's a good place to begin.
First off, you can do it. You can do it if you're willing to, as I call it, go through this period of failing. You can do it. Start hanging. Just start hanging. Everything I'd ever done in my life was feet on the ground. So you got to just get comfortable with what it feels like to not be on the ground.
If you've seen the show, you know the courses are physically demanding. Alex says rock climbers and gymnasts have a good background for the sport, but he constantly tells people that anyone can do this. Some of the best competitors are in their 60s. And he likes to tell people that even if you think you can't, you may just be surprised by what you can do.
You know, if this hits home for anyone, you can still have that voice and that doubt and struggle with negativity and still do those things that are in your heart that you want to do.
Alex says he still has doubts at times, but the sport has helped him become a better version of himself, and he loves sharing the American Ninja Warrior story with others. Traveling the countryside in Bismarck, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction will sell tools, collectibles, household items, as well as real estate in Summerfield for the Christopher Benson Estate Saturday, December 11th. Sale time 10 a.m. at 210 5th Street. Tools to include a table saw and power tools. Collectibles will include Crocs, a few metal signs and labeled cans, Bowie and pocket knives, stamps, coins, trading cards. Household items include two oak buffets, four chest of drawers, glass dinette with four chairs, also selling miscellaneous. Real estate at noon includes a three-bedroom ranch-style home, full unfinished basement, fenced backyard, and storage shed, three bedrooms and a full bath, metal roof, and all city utilities. They'll also sell a corner vacant lot at 3rd Street and Poplar Avenue, a block east of Highway 99. This was a former home site. This sale for the Christopher Benson Estate, Saturday, December 11th, begins at 10. Real estate sells at noon at 210 5th Street in Summerfield. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If your property has some bumps and ruts in it, congratulations. You have great land for a mountain bike trail. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. A good trail will make the sport enjoyable as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Trails in public areas such as state parks. Ever thought of building one on your own land? Woody Keene of the Professional Trail Builders Association says a mountain bike trail can be a natural jaunt through the forest or a highly developed track on a flat piece of land.
But you have to study the area before making your plans.
We've got to understand how water wants to flow on that given piece of landscape. Where are the interesting things on that piece of land that would really enhance the user's experience, what I would call memorable moments. And then, you know, once we've kind of located where those interesting trees are, and maybe there's a little rock outcropping and whatever the case may be, then we're going to figure out how to connect those dots.
Keene says creating a mountain bike trail isn't easy. He highly recommends hiring a professional trail designer to help you because understanding the rider's needs determines how the trail flows.
Where their current level of riding is at, what their riding style is, do they want to throw in some skills that are sort of what we would call offline? We also refer to those in the trade as technical trail features. Are you primarily interested in just fitness? Are you interested in skills? We're going to look at all those kinds of things for sure.
Forests are popular for bike trails because they have a lot of natural obstacles, but safety is critical. For instance, rocks or piles of dirt are great places to launch the bike, but you have to make sure there's plenty of open space to land. Also, inspect the trail from time to time to watch for erosion. Learn more about mountain bike trail construction at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Expensive fertilizers make it more important than ever to be precise with nutrient management. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. You can mitigate higher fertilizer costs by operating more efficiently. Brian Green works with the DeKalb Asgrow seed brands in an area of northeast Kansas and northwest Missouri.
The first part that a grower really needs to take a look at is reviewing 2021 performance. That both comes from hybrids and varieties, as well as reviewing soil and nutrient data. And a great tool to easily do that on would be our Climate Field View platform. And using our yield analysis feature built into that tool that really optimizes and breaks down hybrid and variety performance, even by soil type, by field. And then some other options that growers also need to take a look at and think about to help mitigate nutrient loss as well as promote more nutrient uptake would be your nitrogen stabilizers or using in-furrow or 2x2 starters just to help maximize early season availability next to the roots, side dress nitrogen, and then also take advantage of rotating crops. You take a look at a soybean, and soybeans can contribute up to 30 pounds of actual nitrogen per acre for the following corn crop.
Given the cost and availability issues of various crop inputs at present, Green suggests talking soon with your dealers and suppliers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, right now, there's tons of decisions to be made on the farm by many growers planning for the 2022 season. And as farmers look ahead, it's important to understand the role that micronutrients can play in setting up their crops for success. Edwin Suarez is a senior agronomist with Koch Agronomic Services, and he talks about the role that micronutrients can play in many of the crop production.
Micronutrients are as important, and they are essential, same as nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, which are micronutrients, and are our secondary nutrients like calcium and sulfur. They got to understand that micronutrients are as important because without them, the plants can't function properly. So crops need micronutrients in order to fulfill their essential functions such as photosynthesis, growth, reproduction, etc. They need to think about this under the frame of the four R's, again, of nutrient management, right rate, right time, right source, right placement, all this in order to improve their nutrient use efficiency and get the most out of their investment when they think about micronutrients, bringing it to their crop nutrition portfolio and fertilizer programs.
He says when it comes to micronutrients, growers need to consider distribution and availability in the soil in order to make sure that the crops get the nutrients that they need. He says it's similar to kind of running a marathon.
Here is where I use the runner analogy. Micronutrients being that hydration that a runner is going to need to run a marathon, and the crop being that runner, and the marathon being that high yield that you want to achieve. How we have done it in the past is that we manage for when we see a deficiency. And that is like waiting for a runner to collapse to then give some water. Now, the runner can recover and make it to the finish line, but we already compromised time and we already compromised yield potential. So that is not the right way. By the time we're actually providing a micronutrient program based on deficiencies, we're compromising our yield potential.
He says growers can find the Knowledge Center and the KAS Field Notes podcast on their website at CokeAgronomicServices.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
On select models with approved credits, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Bott Realty and Auction will conduct a farm equipment auction for the Robert Round Estate Sunday, December 12th. Sale begins at 1 o'clock at the farm, 2 miles south and a mile east of Wymore, at the intersection of Sage and 66th Roads. Selling a 79 IHC 986 diesel tractor with cab, rotary brush cutter, 6-foot skid load front mount, Massey 850 combine, 15-foot combine header with Milo guards, 24-foot travelong trailer, a bale spear, post hole digger, stump grinder, 4-wheel trailers, row crop cultivator, 700-gallon tandem axle water trailer, propane tanks, fuel tank, 3-point sprayer, other miscellaneous, plus 20 round bales of mixed hay and a few smaller items. This will be a short auction, be on time. Sale begins at 1 o'clock Sunday, December 12th at the farm at the corner of Sage and 66th Roads, 2 miles south and a mile east of Wymore. Sale conducted by Bott Realty and Auction.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. With market access improvements secured through the Phase 1 Economic and Trade Agreement, U.S. beef exports to China gained significant traction for the first time in 2020 and then surging this year, reaching 138,000 metric tons through September at a value of more than $1.1 billion. U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Bohrer explains that export growth to China has not come at the expense of well-established markets like Japan and South Korea, where demand for U.S. beef remains very strong.
This is where it gets exciting because China's demand for grain-fed beef is still mostly separate from the large volumes of the lean product, which are still the biggest share of China's imports. But grain-fed is accounting for probably closer to 10% of China's imports. That's up from like 4% last year. And you have the U.S. as essentially the dominant supplier on the grain-fed side. China's imports of U.S. beef in 2020 had climbed to $310 million with that implementation of the phase one in late March. Then this year, Chinese demand has just further accelerated. We're looking at probably pushing close to 200,000 metric tons and $1.6 billion worth of U.S. beef to China this year. That puts China number three after Japan and Korea as far as the third largest destination for U.S. beef. When we combine China and Hong Kong, we're probably going to see U.S. exports reach $2 billion this year. And so that China-Hong Kong market joins Japan and Korea in a $2 billion club. That puts total U.S. beef exports right close to that $10 billion mark.
She says even with the strong demand from China, the U.S. industry remains less dependent on the Chinese market than most beef exporting countries, noting that U.S. exports have achieved broad-based growth this year, and domestic demand for U.S. beef is also robust. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow and bred heifer sale on Wednesday, December 15th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. First calf heifers include 50 choice South Dakota origin red Angus calf unvaccinated bred heifers. Be bred to calving these red Angus bulls for February 1 calving. There'll be 225 big fancy Angus and black white faced first calf heifers, of which many are AI bred with the balance to be bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for January 15th through March calving. There'll be 65 black and red Angus, plus 18 Angus Charlotte Cross first calf heifers bred to Angus bulls for March calving. Cow-calf pairs include 45 choice red Angus and red Baldy Sandhill origin fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old. They'll have DeBrucker Charlotte calves by side. Other pairs include 40 Angus first calf heifer pairs and over 100 black and red cows that'll be 3 to 6 years old with September-October calves. Spring calving cows include over 400 black-white face and red cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and semi-Angus bulls for February-March calves. All cows will be sorted in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, December 15th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Some of your hay is going to have mold in it. The decision of whether or not to feed moldy hay to your livestock is a tough one on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Some level of mold in it, but it's not always apparent. However, when the mold is noticeable and you see dust from the spores, your decision of how or if to feed it to livestock becomes very important. Dan Busker is an associate professor and beef extension specialist at Michigan State University. He says the best decision is not to feed it, but that's usually not a practical option. Another course of action is to feed it to less sensitive animals that have a lower risk of negative health effects.
If we feed that to non-pregnant growing cattle, for example, we may not see much of an effect of some mold except for some decrease in feed intake and possibly decrease in performance. But I get a little paranoid when we have a large quantity of moldy feed that we're planning to feed to pregnant cows because we can cause abortions in those cows, and that's something we certainly want to avoid.
Mold makes hay less palatable, which can result in lower intake or animals refusing to eat it. Another option is to dilute the moldy hay with other feedstuffs.
How much do I need to dilute it? The answer is dilute it as much as I possibly can. Think of it as diluting my risk of something bad happening and causing ill effects to the cows, causing abortion or something like that.
Buskirk says you should completely avoid feeding hay with moldy sweet clover in it. When sweet clover is damaged, it can produce an anti-clotting agent that causes serious issues for cattle, such as hemorrhaging and respiratory stress. I'm Jody Henke. Find more guidelines for feeding moldy hay at agriculture.com.
Take advantage right now booking seed for spring planting. John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics. And when you book now, they're offering the highest cash discounts in the seed business with 13% off or 0% John Deere financing until December next year. Top-yielding hybrids from C-Tech mean better quality through better testing, more technology, and more genetics. Take advantage of his 13% cash discount or 0% financing on C-Tech Genetics, including a full lineup of corn, soybeans, and sorghum. Call or catch John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at 562-7157 or find him on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We're still seeing it mostly higher for the grain market. Corn struggling a bit today. The wheat and soybeans, on the other hand, are in the green. We are getting more news throughout the day today of South America and some of their production of grain, including the corn market with Brazil and their total corn production sitting at near 117.18 million metric tons. That was up slightly from the 116 million that was coming out of Brazil earlier. Corn exports so far out of Brazil sitting at 36.68 million metric tons, and the first season corn production is up slightly at 29.06 million metric tons of corn coming out of Brazil. But even with some of the higher numbers, corn is still struggling throughout the day today, with December corn really unchanged right now, kind of lingering right balanced at 588 and a half. March corn is down by 2 1/4, sitting at 589 and a half. In the Kansas City wheat, December's off the board at 794 and a half, with the March KC wheat in the green by 7 cents at 803 and a half right now. Oats, they're still trailing lower, with March oats down by 5 1/2 at 709 a bushel. Over in the soybean market today, January beans up 4 1/2 currently at 1269. Even the meal for December is up $11.60, continues to climb as the day goes along here, sitting at 380 and 40 cents. And the bean oil for December is off the board as well at 54.79. January bean oil down $1.24 at 53.61. Cotton market is struggling a little bit, with March cotton down by 29 cents right now at 106.29. May down by 28 cents at 104.96. Canola, real quick, they are January is down 5.70 currently at 10.02 and 30 cents. U.S. dollar index today, they're trailing mostly lower, even though the stock market's a little bit higher. December index right now down 26 cents at 95.99. We have 30-year bonds slightly in the green at 163.5, and 10-year notes for December in the green slightly sitting at 131. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Friday.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Yeah.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.